Welcome to Chew My Truck, podcast number 511. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from City Steps from Pittsburgh, PA. The song is called New Fiction, and it's the title track of the New Fiction EP, which the band put out themselves back in 2014. I've been a fan of that track for, I don't know, about that long. It ended up on a compilation somebody posted online, and I've been listening to that comp for years and finally decided I should really dig in and buy the records for my favorite bands on there. And that's how mixtapes are supposed to work, right? Anyway, it's sunny and nice, and I hope it puts you in a good mood. But if you're ready to be angry, well, we'll have some of that in the podcast as well. That's how it works. I've got something somewhere in between here, a fantastic cover of a Gene Pitney song. This is the Rubinos with It Hurts to Be in Love.
No. Out with him. She didn't say it's not like that, and I know she's alive.
you weren't sure you were listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, you are now. That was Goldie Dawn with the track Gone with the Wild. That is on the band's self-titled 7-inch that comes out May 29th on Drunken Sailor Records, but you can pick that up now on Bandcamp, just like I did. That Glasgow band is a little punk rock, a little power pop, a little garage, just a lot of rock and roll. A very good thing there. Before that, we heard from David Werner with the track Can't Imagine. That was on his self-titled album that came out on Epic Records in 1979. He also was based out of Pittsburgh, PA, so a double shout-out to Steel City already this week. He is billed as a bit of a new wave, a little of a power pop guy, and that was his third album. That track there, I like quite a bit, enough to buy the album and then listen to the rest of the album and, well, a little disappointed. But it's kind of like crate digging, right? You know, so I miss going to the record stores, flipping through and saying, hey, there's a guy in a skinny tie. It's on Epic 1979. I'll give that a shot. Well, I did that and, well, it came back to me and, well, I should have listened first. But that track there is good. And hey, for a dollar, you can't really complain. Except for the $6 shipping. All right, and before that, we heard from the Rubinos from Berkeley, California. The song is It Hurts to Be in Love, originally a Gene Pitney song. That is on a compilation put out by Wild Honey Records, a label out of Italy that is just a fantastic label for all the things you like to hear on the Too Much Rock podcast. It's called The Benefit of Things to Come, and all proceeds are benefiting a local hospital there in Italy that was really, the hospital was built actually to support the outbreak of COVID, but the town itself was just really, really hit hard. So a great compilation there. I love every track on there. I love every band on there, and all the tracks are unique to that comp, and so it's a great thing to find. And again, that's Rubinos with It Hurts to Be in Love, and boy, you love that track. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I got more good music for you now, though. This is The Movement with Sound of the Youth.
It's the sound of the youth. It's the sound of strength. It's the sound of the truth. It's the sound of the need. It's the sound of the streets. All the people we meet. The shit's been going on too long. A long time with the steal the profits. How many years do we stand in line? Truth is, nothing's really happening, and it's a waste of time. Stop putting up the red flag. Stop kicking down the walls. Stop trusting those who use us, 'cause it's the final call. It's the sound of the youth. It's the sound of strength. It's the sound of the truth. It's the sound of the new. It's the sound of the streets. All the people we need. The shit's been going on too long. They will judge you just for being true. They will judge you just for being you. Oh yes, they will. It's the sound of the youth. Nothing going on right here now. Our property is so but few. The rich are fooling everybody. What can a poor boy do? Stop putting up the red flag. Stop kicking down the walls. Stop trusting those who use us, 'cause it's their final call. It's the sound of the youth. It's the sound of strength. It's the sound of the truth. It's the sound of the youth. 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 It's the sound of the youth.
to the girls they wanna love, though it means a lie. I'll say this, next time you get stuck and the words won't come, your eyes are blue as coals that burn in your black corsage.
That is X with the song Cyrano de Bergerac's Back. That's on the band's new album, Alphabet Land, which came out April 22nd on Fat Possum Records. Digitally, it's out now. I think the album's not out on vinyl or other formats for a month or two or more. It was kind of a last-minute release, I think, given to us as a gift during these COVID-19 times. It is the band's first album with the original lineup since, I don't know, early 80s, maybe. And it's a great album. It covers a lot of ground. That song there is fantastic. It's got a nice swing to it. Doesn't sound anything else like the rest of the album, but at the same time, it all sounds very much like X. It's a very good return. Before that, we heard from Daniel Romano with the song Still Hate Cops. That's on the new EP Super Pollen, which he put out himself on April 24th. He's based out of Welland, Ontario. This is one of the three new releases he's had out in the last month, and you know I picked up all of them because I'm such a big fan. This one is the most rock of the sorts. Got a little bit of a little bit of bounce to that one. I like it quite a bit, and I'll send that song out to Jonah. She hates cops more than any other middle-class white lady that I know, so Still Hate Cops by Daniel Romano. And then before that, we heard from The Movement. The song is called Sound of the Youth, and I think it leads off the Future Freedom Time album, which came out April 17th on Concrete Jungle Records, that band based out of Copenhagen. The album is a little bit of punk, a little bit of oi, a little bit of ska, a little bit of soul even in there, some mod revival happening, lots of different things, none of them unique, but all of it done very well. And that song is great, and I love that croak. That is a very powerful croak that singer has. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Nothing new or interesting on the website. I'm not thinking about concert calendars yet, but, you know, maybe there's time soon. Missouri evidently says we can have concerts again. That sounds like a horrible idea, so I'm steering away from that for a little bit, but in a few weeks I'll start thinking about what is happening there in maybe late May or early June. Maybe it's time to get back into the clubs. Maybe we can be safe. Until then, just enjoy the website, listen to some podcasts, check out some of those live streams. Some of them are better. They're starting to win me over a little bit, I think. Anyway, I got one track left here. Let me go ahead and talk about that. It's by the band Days and Days from Houston. The song's called Saboteurs, and it's on the new album Show Me the Blueprints, which came out last Friday, May 1st, on Fat Records. It is a Days and Days album. It's folk punk. It's what they do, but I enjoy what they do, and I think they have a lot of fun, and I have a lot of fun listening to it, so hopefully you will too. So let's wrap things up here. This is Days and Days with the song Saboteurs. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Chance to experience firsthand all the culture and the beauty of the state. But when we arrived, I couldn't bring myself to leave the car. Stayed locked away with my guitar, and while the others studied the mountains and the rivers, I just stared down at my fretboard pad and pen. Lately I've been struggling to conjure up a band-aid for this problem that is freshly manifested in my brain. It seems as though I've grown a light switch deep within the recess of my psyche when it flip renders me borderline insane. It's like 10 seconds ago everything was fine and dandy, but now everything is fucked and there ain't no rhyme or reason for my season. I just wanna be okay, but I feel stuck. Always on the road, so one year we organized a trip we'd take to Lake Tahoe. Place we'd been when I was younger, all the memories are golden. But when we arrived, I found myself down at the bar, blackout drunk and seeing stars, while my loved ones all played board games by the fire. I did drink myself within an inch of death. I'm no stranger to mistakes. It feels like every step I take, I trip myself up, can't get out of my own way. I'm by far my harshest critic and a cynic, too neurotic to accept that sometimes shit is just okay. There's always gotta be some problem I alone must solve, but that just ain't the case at all, cause I got friends and family, but my worst enemy is me, and me just can't escape my head. That's on me and no one else. I'm a human grenade and I'm good at pulling my own pin. You can blame it on my mental health, addiction, stress, anything else. All it boils down to is I'm an asshole with a loud mouth and a system of support I don't